This is KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We interrupt today's Talk of the Nation to bring you Northwest Missouri State University President Dr. John Jasinski, State of the University Address. We'll be joining Talk of the Nation at the end of today's special presentation. And now to introduce the President of Northwest Missouri State University, the new Provost at Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. Doug Dunham.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I want to thank you all for coming out this afternoon. For those of you who are listening to us live on radio, we have a very good cross-section of folks of representation across campus today. Looks like there's over 100 people here today. So there are people, reminding you all here in the audience, there are people listening live, as well as this will be recorded and available for viewing later off of the website. It is my pleasure to be able to introduce to you today the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. We're planning this will last for about 30 minutes. Dr. Jasinski will give some comments, and then we'll have a Q&A session after that.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. Hi, Bearcats. Hi. All right. Thanks for all of you attending here, and thanks for those listening live and certainly listening via podcast later on. Colleagues, friends, and Bearcat believers near and far, a very warm green and white welcome to all of you. In this address, I discuss our current state of affairs and serve up the challenges as the Northwest leadership team sees them presently. I've been president for just over 9 months now and have witnessed firsthand what Bearcat Nation already knows. Being part of Northwest Missouri State University is quite special, very unique, and very, very rewarding. Northwest's 105-year tradition brings with it so much goodness and a great deal of which to be proud. And I am here today to let you know Northwest is in a strong state, and we are poised to take that next step toward continued organizational excellence. You all know our current state positives, and I have to tell you, this was a tough little section of the speech, because I look out in the crowd that's here live, and I could go to every single one of you, students, faculty, staff, administrators, community colleagues, because you are the current state positives. So thanks to all of you for what you do. Let me enumerate a few that we all know about. Our research shows students matriculate because of our excellent and supportive faculty, academic excellence, and intimate, inviting, and safe atmosphere. Our NESI data, Noah Levitt's data, tells us students recognize Northwest faculty interact with them more than their peer institutions. I have heard this continually in my talks with students this year. I have seen it firsthand in classrooms. Faculty, by the way, thank you for inviting me into your classrooms. I just attended a class session this morning, as a matter of fact, and it has been excellent. Students tell us personal interactions, assistance, and experiential-based learning activities make a great deal of difference. Marketing management, agriculture, education, psychology, biological sciences lead the way in terms of enrollment, and we are growing innovative programs such as our BIVI master's program in St. Joseph, the new nanoscience degree offering, our RN to BSN partnership with North Central Missouri College, and there's so many other examples as well. We're also reinventing teacher education. Many of you have had a hand in that, and certainly our business MBA faculty are redesigning courses in a way that professionals can more easily, complete that MBA. A special thanks goes to all of our faculty, department chairs, deans, from the College of Arts and Sciences, the Booth College of Business and Professional Studies, our College of Education and Human Services, and certainly our graduate school, as we offer undergraduate and graduate programs of strength across so many disciplines. We are at record enrollment, and our fall enrollment pattern appears to be strong once again. Our retention and graduation rates are higher than our peers, as is our athletic, academic success rate. Think about that for a minute. I'm not just talking about on the field. I'm talking about in the classroom for our athletes. Our Talent Development Center consistently produces positive academic results for those students who choose to use those valuable resources that we provide, and Provost Dunham and I saw that firsthand as we visited with the TDC just recently. Our student affairs offers over 170 organizational opportunities, and our latest student satisfaction results for overall residence halls and vending show us to be in leadership positions. You all know the research. The more engaged students are, the better they do. And I tell you what, our students can be as engaged as you want to be. You all know we operate in a green environment with our latest innovation of burning recycled oil from the Carbolytics Materials Company, and that's helping us save nearly $14,000 a month in heating and cooling. Our student employment program is internationally acclaimed, and we employ over 900 students, and you know that we are recognizing our student employees here in just a little over an hour, and we thank all of you for what you do for Bearcat Nation. We have the state of Missouri Arboretum designation as one of the state's most beautiful and treasured campuses, and I hear that from everyone, visitors, presidential colleagues, and peers, all of you, and that's testimony to all of us, and certainly Dr. McGraw and his entire team, the Environmental Services team, and thank you all for what you do. And by the way, as an aside, that tough winter that we don't even remember anymore, for all that you did to make this a safe campus for all of us. Our Center of Innovation and Entrepreneurship, the CIE, nearly empty just 9 months ago, is nearing capacity due to the good work of our CIE advisory team. The CIE recently was featured in the Kansas City and St. Louis Business Journals and is helping bring about significant job creation to our region. There aren't many regions that can actually say that right now. Representative of excellence across campus, our Fulbright scholar, Dr. Bill Richardson in Latvia right now, if you're reading his blogs, they're just wonderful and rich in terms of what he's doing. Dr. April Habrion, Dr. Shelley, and her work facilitating FEMA projects across the country, one of three facilitators across the country. Dr. Shelley Hyatt, Northwest Missouri's Counselor of the Year. Dr. Jerry Wilmus and his fellowship with the ACHA. Vice President of Human Resources and Organizational Effectiveness, Mary Trainer, who just finished out a presidency of the statewide CUPA organization. Coach Mel Churchma, recently inducted in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. And, of course, Amanda Pettifish-Schrag, our 2010 Governor's Teaching Award for Excellence recipient. And we're honoring her this week as she's got some activities over in the Houston Center, and we look forward to attending those. Also this year, 20 faculty were promoted to a higher rank, and 12 faculty received tenure. Congratulations to all of you. And you know what, folks? We are an institution that not only says we believe in shared governance, but we embrace it and live it because we understand it is essential to our success. So as I look to our faculty senators, as I look to those who are taking notes during the speech and those that have been talking amid classes and so on, shared governance. We don't just talk about it, we do it. Thank you for your work. You all know we are champions. You all know that. The Department of Agriculture's soils team defeated the defending national champions on its way to competing last month in the national championship. And we were the only Division II school to be at that national championship for the soils competition. Our students and free enterprise team won its regional championship just a few weeks ago, and they are preparing to travel and compete in the national championship. Best of luck to you guys. Our Missouri Academy of Science, Mathematics, and Computing, our students garnered an array of awards at Duke University's Model UN earlier this spring and also won the regional science Olympiad. Dr. Samudzi and his staff, very, very proud of what they do, but certainly with our students and what you're doing. And, of course, our cheerleading and football squads won national championships, right? A little round of applause there, too. The Southern Region Educational Board releases a publication this week entitled Promoting a Culture of Student Success. Northwest is one of a handful of institutions being honored in that publication. Further, I was interviewed this morning by American Executive Magazine, and again, we will be featured as an institution in this summer's publication of American Executive. And of course, you know, the St. Louis Business Journal proclaimed venturing capitalists and investors might beat a path to Maryville. That was just in their recent publication last month. And it's obvious we do not just talk about being student-centered, about innovation, about championships. At Northwest, we deliver. Thus, we have a very strong foundation on which to build and are achieving it at high levels. But beyond these current states, and there's so many more I could mention, and I wish I really had time to do so, and I could really walk around the room and just peg one by one. But I really need to focus on three areas in this brief address: finance, academics and operations, and strategic intent. The university has made great strides and leaps and strides in the recent decades, and we are all proud of our campus growth. The VP of Finance, Stacy Carrick, is addressing our future finances in a more strategic fashion, and our newly formed Board of Regents Finance Committee provides valuable context and strategic finance guidance, as does the Faculty Senate Budget and Planning Committee. Likewise, VP of Advancement Ori Covert is doing the same on the foundation side with the Northwest Foundation Board of Directors. Bearcat believers, we are seeking to inject funding for strategic investments. VP Carrick is also investigating several other possibilities so we can proactively address deferred maintenance needs, future capital needs, and accelerate debt retirement. Thus, we are reshaping our financial plan to better tie budget to strategy. And this is the underpinning of what we've done in the last 9 months, why we're launching our strategic planning process right now, and where we're headed in the near term. We must free up, uncover, and yield additional resources to invest in our academic enterprise. I'll touch on this more toward the latter part of my address here shortly. As an aside, we are undergoing a state audit and welcome this external view of our practices. The Northwest leadership team has worked feverishly to update and upgrade many processes and policies. Nonetheless, we fully anticipate a thorough set of recommendations from our audit team come next fall. In terms of finances, our focus has been on building the total of our ENG fund balance and reserves to over 5% of our budget. This is due to the diligence and thriftiness of our entire university family, to all of you, everything that we have done to build those reserves these past 9 months. Some has really has been behind the scene, but really has impacted a lot that we've done. But I hope that you're out there, you understand that we've tried to deliver those same great services, the great quality that we do. It is commonly accepted that we need to retain at least 5% in our ENG reserves, and we will. We will analyze any excess monies beyond 5% to address some part of the following: provide for strategic investment, as I mentioned, address our debt load, shore up our budgeted reserve, or retain the funds in our ENG fund balance. While we have built our reserves, we face the reality of deeper state budget cuts. We know we will be cut at least 5.2% this next fiscal year, FY11, but current indications are this may likely increase and probably increase to about 7%. Thus, the first draft of our budget submitted last week by the Northwest leadership team includes cuts all told of about $2.2 million. I want you to think about that for a minute. Our first draft of our budget produced cuts of about $2.2 million. That's significant. But as I look across the room and I think about these Northwest leadership team meetings and I think about our deans and department chairs and directors across the campus, every single one is committed to the same level of service for our students, the same academic excellence. That is an astounding, astounding statement for our students at Northwest Missouri State. My hats are off to everybody because everyone has contributed to that. We are addressing further scenarios, and we will meet with the Faculty Senate Budget Planning Committee and our Board of Regents Finance Committee later this month to ensure we can take a full budget to the board meeting, really a draft budget to the May board meeting, and get it passed in the June meeting. As I mentioned, I thank all of you for providing really a context with which we know will work for Northwest Missouri State University. It has been a truly, truly collaborative effort with everyone pitching in and contributing to the cause. With regard to our budget beyond FY11, we are told FY12 will be quite difficult. Some have called it a cliff year. We are taking a deft eye to FY12, and I have asked our leadership team with scenario planning to address a range of possible additional appropriation decreases on top of what we're really addressing right now. We obviously do not know what those will look like and how legislative decisions will ensue and really how quickly our economy will recover. It is my hope that our General Assembly and Governor Nixon will continue to recognize higher education as the prime vehicle for advancing our state. Ladies and gentlemen, though, make no mistake, we are in the midst of significant financial changes, and we are choosing to address these changes through the lens of strategic finance. In fact, I have asked the Association of Governing Boards to join us in June for a strategic finance workshop. It's funded through the Lumina Foundation, and we will be inviting internal and external leaders to the campus so that we can look at strategic finance. To close the financial section of this address, please know we are moving swiftly to address some inherited difficulties, ensuring pending budget cuts are implemented in a way that allows us to continue to build on our many successes, and that we are addressing those finances strategically. The next 15 months are a critical time period for Northwest, and we need your input. As Dr. Fulton said last week, it's really our responsibility to give that input, and I agree, Rich. We really, really need your input over the next 15 months and well beyond. Come July 1, 2012, Northwest will have dealt with financial upheavals, and we collectively will have charted a course toward ongoing Bearcat excellence. We will be developing clear strategy and tying this to our budget to ensure transparency, accountability, and mission focus. As I move to discuss academics and operations, please know I could not possibly do justice to all that we have in place across our institution in this short address. Instead, please allow me to give you a brief glimpse of what's happening here in the near future and where we're heading. We are continuing to use our four turrets of distinction, engage, ignite, illuminate, and educate, to gather inputs and refresh our approach to defining and distinguishing our shared culture. Our AQIP action projects, those that we use for accreditation as well as improvement, are helping really address such. And the array of inputs we gather from you during what we call our gather and analyze phase of our strategic planning process, and I really talked about those in last week's All That Jazz email, those all will be used as we move forward. So again, the importance of input. Our Board of Regents structure is changing. We have a new board member and both another board position and student position being filled in the near term. Further, we have added a board finance committee, and we are undergoing a review of board bylaws. Newly appointed provost, Doug Dunham, let's give him a round of applause. Doug and our faculty and deans are gathering feedback on programming, our signature programs, our marketplace strengths, emerging emphasis areas, and those we need to further analyze, especially in light of emerging accrediting requirements. I also urge our continued commitment to the liberal education of our students by making sure we have the best multidisciplinary general education program in our region and beyond. I'm looking out at the crowd, and those that will be listening live right now or listening later on, I can't help but look out and see Dean Bev Schenkel and her team and what they've done in the whole construct of this institution. So thanks to you and your team, Bev. I want you all to hear this loud and clear. As we move forward, we will provide enhanced focus on academics and invest in our academic enterprise. In fact, our emerging strategic plan and capital campaign will highlight academics. This focus was reinforced this past year, folks, as the Board of Regents supported 4 new faculty positions as well as 2 sabbaticals, something that nobody else is doing across this great nation. But you know what? It makes sense for Northwest. As we have grown rapidly in the last 3 years, we're continuing to grow, and we need to address such growth. All of us, all of our units contributed to this to help fund those faculty positions, and we made sure that the sabbaticals were budget neutral. So we've done this, I think, in a way that is smart for the institution. We know we have opportunities for continued excellence and growth in both undergraduate and graduate offerings as well as online offerings. Provost Dunham is reconceptualizing the associate provost position to better address undergraduate program growth and growth within graduate programs. We know we can continue to grow our already successful honors program, and we are also working to redefine our approaches to grants and strategic research. In an effort to prioritize faculty workload issues, Provost Dunham will work with our Faculty Senate to continue to think through our array of committees and overall committee structure. Additionally, we will continue working with faculty to make the promotion and tenure process as transparent and as clearly articulated as possible. Further, Dr. Dunham is analyzing our varying academic support services and seeking to restructure and perhaps even physically move a few to improve services to our students and to faculty. And finally, Provost Dunham is collaborating with an array of teams and individuals to consider our learning space, as we call it, our learning space areas, how we use them and how they are designed so we can link pedagogy to design of our overall learning structure. From a building perspective, we know, and you know, we have opportunities related to Olive DeLuce, Horace Mann, Wells Hall, and Martindale, and we also know we have to address Thompson Ringgold, and we will do those kinds of activities. I also have to look out in the crowd and see our deans and department chairs and faculty, and you know, Dr. Fulton coming in as Faculty Senate President, Dr. Friedel as the outgoing president, thanks for your leadership and that of the executive leadership team. Our deans, Greg Haddock, Charles McAdams, Tom Bielsbach, but also Max Rule, who announced his retirement last week. Let's give Max a round of applause. I better quickly move on. I'll start crying, Max, so I'll just keep going. Provost Dunham will be working with faculty to understand continuing multidisciplinary approaches, and along with VP of Student Affairs Jackie Elliott, helping identify enhanced collaborative and really robust interactions between academic and student affairs, and we think we can be a lead in that area. Vice President Elliott and her team are reinvigorating our approach to auxiliary services, refreshing our facilities master plan, and articulating possible residence hall alternative funding streams as we face residence halls that are filled to capacity. Dr. Elliott's team is helping us articulate possible volunteer programs for work on our campus improvements, and they will also assess services much like Dr. Dunham is leading on the academic side. And again, Jackie's folks, her team members, thanks to all of you for what you do on behalf of our students. Our athletics program delivers great competition on the field, provides outstanding service to our community, and I really wonder if we do justice to what our athletes do and our coaches do for our community and the region beyond. It's incredible. And we are in full compliance with the NCAA Division II guidelines. That's a great thing, folks. Athletics Director Dr. Bob Boerichter is thinking ahead through program strategies related to athletics, recreation, and club sports. All of us are proud of our facilities and grounds, and Director of Environmental Services Paul McGraw and his team is creating and prioritizing a capital improvement program and identifying our deferred maintenance needs. Dr. McGraw and his team is also exploring our possible participation in the American College and University President's Climate Commitment. I wrote that as a draft, and then I had the darn thing on my desk the day afterwards, so Paul's getting after it pretty quick there. Please note that as we collect, analyze, and prioritize, we have a broad representation of campus participants to help guide us, and I think that's very important. Dr. Tim McMahon and his team, the marketing and university relations team, is helping us identify strategic value and cultural themes, continuing to revamp our approach to marketing and university relations, and they are reshaping our overall communications plan. You saw last week the launch of our website. Thanks to the team for doing that. Let's give them a round of applause. Our team talks a lot about two-way communication. We need your input. If we can improve that website, bring it on. We need to continue to upgrade and do that as appropriate. The team is also revamping our approach to gaining consensus, informing and influencing stakeholders, enhancing the reputation and brand of the university, and really, folks, driving sustainable Bearcat growth. VP of Information Services John Rickman is updating our technology plan and is assessing immediate needs and approaches for moving forward. He'll also be analyzing our IT services and articulating a plan for appropriate modification. Our electronic campus has served us unbelievably well, but it is time to re-energize and continue our leadership in this digital learning field. VP of Human Resources and Organizational Effectiveness Mary Trainer and her team have moved much of our HR content to our portal and are continuing to develop a university-based approach to professional development. VP Trainer is also addressing our workforce needs and working with leadership team members of the organizations as we look towards the organizational future and structure. As we all know, staffing strategically for the future of an evolving organization is crucial to success. And likewise, our AQIP action project, based on a more robust professional development schema, will be addressed moving forward. By the way, I talked to a lot of colleagues and students that are in various classes right now. A lot of folks want to cut professional development and cut travel and cut any growth. I'm here to tell you that's crazy. We need to continually grow as an institution, be a learning organization, and drive professional growth. It is clear that we need to have employees, alumni, and friends engaged in supporting Northwest in significant ways moving forward. As I've talked at several alumni events, we need alums more than ever before. We need you as employees and students engaged more than ever before. VP of University Advancement, Ori Covert, and his team are analyzing all of our advancement and alumni processes and inputs. I've asked VP Covert to significantly enhance internal participation in our annual fund and our drive for annual funds, and also prepare us for a future capital campaign tied to strategy development. I've had a few alums ask me, what about that capital campaign? When are we doing it? And you know what? We are analyzing it right now, and we will be announcing that. We need to move forward and move this institution forward. And speaking of moving forward and strategy, my last area of remarks centers on strategic intent. We are establishing a basis for strategic planning with our strategic planning leadership team, but please understand we currently are in information gathering and analysis mode. In fact, our emerging planning process asks us to, one, gather and analyze, two, consent and collaborate, and three, commit and act. Execute. We are on path to directly confront the reality of the present, yet we are launching a comprehensive initiative to gather input from internal and external university constituents, all of you and so many others, to gather really what is going to be the future of Northwest Missouri State University. Starting tomorrow, we are holding town hall meetings in four key areas: academics, student affairs, facilities, and athletics recreation. The effort to involve the entire university community will be ongoing and will involve face-to-face sessions, message boards across campus, and web-based inputs throughout the year. We know April is not the ideal time period, but we need to begin input collection right now. We will continue throughout the summer. We will continue throughout the fall. And we will be analyzing such along the way and enacting two-way communication mechanisms to ensure we do, in fact, collaborate and consents. And of course, we will be committing and acting, executing during the spring of next year relative to an overall strategic plan. Mark my words, 1 year from now, we will be committing and acting. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of input from all of us, from all of you. Everybody sitting here in this room today, thank you for your time here. But listeners, we need your input too. And as we act and move forward in this truly historical time period in strengthening Bearcat Nation, we really ask that you think about what Northwest means to you, not just today, but in the future. And alums listening and engaging, what it's meant to you, and how we need to continue to shape this very, very vibrant university. My colleagues, friends, and Bearcat believers, Northwest indeed is in a strong state, and we will thrive through these challenging days. Some colleagues have asked about thriving and what it means. Surviving? Simply going through the motions, putting in place budget cuts, some strategic, some not, across the board budget cuts, not really redefining who we are and really not sure where we're headed and how we'll get there. My friends, Northwest thriving means we will have a collective sense of our values and culture, articulate a razor-sharp mission, and make budgetary decisions based on these values and mission. It means we will make well-informed and strategic budget cuts, but also focus on growth and entrepreneurial activities. As we continue to thrive, we will come out on the other side with a clear sense of academic purpose, strategic investment, and an articulation of programs and services critical to carrying out our mission and serving student and societal needs. Thriving, my fellow Bearcats, means we will embrace rapid change as we move toward being a distinctive, comprehensive regional university that is the institution of choice for students in this region and well beyond, one known for academic and overall programming excellence. I know this brief address cannot nearly possibly cover all of the specifics and all the questions you might have. With that in mind, again, we're providing you an array of input mechanisms from those message boards that will be here on campus to web input on www.bearcatitude.com. Bearcatitude.com, from face-to-face input to small group interactions, from you stopping NLT members, Northwest Leadership Team members on the sidewalk, to you guys talking in your classes and having your faculty bring that input forward. Be a Bearcat. Be a participant. Be engaged. Thanks to each and every one of you for the role you play in making Northwest a truly special university. Thank you. At this time, we will entertain questions. We know some of you, again, live here, need to get to class and do other things and, get back to work. But rest of you, Q&A. Any questions? With that in mind, I will mingle. Oh, I'm sorry. There is a question over there.
What do you see as the biggest area for budget cuts?
Okay, the question is, what do I see as the biggest area of budget cuts? Quite frankly, in between my eyes, my budget. the NLT members looked at all their budgets, and I cut my budget 46%. But, you know, honestly, in terms of the overall budget, that's not nearly much. You know, we looked at all of our areas across this institution, and we protected academics. So the rest of our colleagues, from student affairs to athletics to IT to my area to facilities and everywhere else, we took some hits. But it wasn't across the board, and it wasn't just one line item. We decided what's in the budget that isn't absolutely mandatory, that won't impact our student life, won't impact our student services and so on. So really it's an array of cuts across the budget. We hope they'll be transparent, but we hope they're invisible in a way to our students, if you really want to think about it in those terms. But we did protect academics. With that in mind, I will mingle and answer any other questions. Northwest Leadership Team members and Dean's Council Department chairs, please do the same. And thank you very much for attending.
And you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, as we conclude today's broadcast by Northwest Missouri State University President Dr. John Jasinski. It was Dr. Jasinski's State of the Union address, and again, that was broadcast live this afternoon from the Northwest Missouri State J.W. Jones Student Union. That'll do it for our broadcast here from the Student Union, and we'll be rejoining Talk of the Nation as we'll join it already in progress.